Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Diz Unlimited podcast, episode 22, coming to you live from the studio that Dreams built. I'm your host today, Rhino, and joining me for our discussion is Dreams Unlimited travel agent, Teresa Eccles.
Hello.
Hannah Anderson.
Hey, hey, hey.
And Craig Williams.
No, oi, oi.
I was trying to do the SNL Craig, thing. I didn't love it. Yeah. But this podcast is brought to you by Dreams Unlimited Travel. They are experts at helping you plan your perfect Disney vacation. When you book with them, it costs you nothing extra on your trip. You help support the channel and all the content that we produce over here. So check them out, dreamsunlimitedtravel.com today, where you can get a free, no obligation quote. It's also brought to you by our Patreon supporters. If you want some exclusive content from members of the Diz team, like our Patreon exclusive uncensored post show that takes place immediately after this, you can learn more about that at patreon.com/DizUnlimited. I wrote a thing off to the side that my eyes went back to. And before we get started today, just a reminder to make sure that if you are subscribed to us on YouTube, you want to click that bell so that you can get notified anytime that we have new videos going out, and hit that thumbs up for us. And if you subscribe to the podcast wherever you listen, you'll always get the latest episodes in your feed. So, because sometimes they go out, you know, we try to stick to a regular schedule, but every now and then something new goes out, mm-hmm. something fun, you know, and we don't want it to fly, you know, under the radar too much. So I think that's going to do it. We have some fun Disney news to chat about today. Finally. We're going to be tackling some of that recent news from all over the Walt Disney Company, starting with some very fresh news from today. So Disney is springing forward by bringing back a ticket deal for spring and summer. The Magic Ticket is returning as either a four-park Magic Ticket that allows admission to each of the four theme parks with one admission per park and only one theme park per day. The price is from $99 per day or $396 per ticket. It is valid April 2nd through September 22nd, 2024, and must be used within 7 days of the selected start date. A cheaper alternative is the three-day, three-park ticket that allows admission to Hollywood Studios, Epcot, and Animal Kingdom with one admission per park and only one theme park per day. That's right, no Magic Kingdom. The price is from $89 per day or $267 per ticket. It is valid April 2nd through September 24th, 2024, and must be used within 5 days of the selected start date.
It's a good deal.
Discuss.
Talk right. amongst yourselves.
I don't know. I mean, honestly, if you're coming down and you're one of those people, like park hopping wasn't a thing when we were still coming here when I was younger. So like, I think somebody like for like my mom, or if it was, you know, somebody who hasn't been in a while, I know park hopping has been around for like decades at this point, I feel like, but, I think somebody who can be like, I'm just going to stick to the one park per day, you know, it either goes well or it doesn't. I think it's a great deal.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. The only one that makes absolutely no sense to me is the one without Magic Kingdom. Yeah. I get you save a little extra money, but like, how can you come to Walt Disney World and not go to Magic Kingdom? And I know, you know, somewhere out there, Denny Sunderly and probably Hannah, too, is like screaming, but Epcot, I don't care about just Epcot. Magic Kingdom is
on vacation.
Okay, so I take that back then. Sorry, Hannah. So I just throw Denny under the bus wherever she is.
We're watching you.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like it's not that good of a savings to bypass the, you know, premier
the
park
signature
here,
park.
World. Yeah, I mean, it's hard to imagine. excuse me, coming down here on vacation and wow, I have no voice now.
And you visit seeing, a sea witch before this?
I think so. and not seeing the castle. What I do love about this deal is that it's a wide date range. And so if you're coming during peak summer times and maybe, you know, the resort you want to stay at doesn't have a discount, this at least gives you a way to save on your vacation. Also feel like now having a toddler, we do the parks differently. And I don't feel like park hopping would be make or break for us, because we, you know, we do shorter hours in the park, and I think if you're looking to save money, park hopping is not a make or break. I think you can do
it. I agree. I'm not a park hopper.
Yeah.
When I was younger, you know, 20 years younger, I would hop. We'd do that definitely. But now I'm a one park a day person.
Right.
I just, and I get what I can out of that park and then I'm back to my resort.
Well, also, I think if you are, specifically if you are staying on Walt Disney World property, you know, as opposed to like maybe an offsite hotel, it does give you that opportunity to be like, okay, you know what? Let's go back, enjoy the pool or the bar or just lay out or just have a nap, because I think it kind of, it's almost like, I don't want to say it's forcing you to slow down, but you do kind of are like, okay, this is our one chance, one opportunity. I feel like I'm starting the lyrics to a High School Musical song. I think that was 16.
Are we all in this together?
16. But anyway, I think, you know, it kind of, if you come for like 5 days or something like that, you know, that fifth day, or like you said, you're like, okay, I'm good. You know, or maybe you take a break instead of going to another park and you do that midday like rest that we always talk about, so that you can go back, especially on that 4 day ticket, and get the most out of like Magic Kingdom. So you can watch the fireworks and enjoy those and stuff like that. And so, yeah, but I agree with you. I think with the wide swath of dates, it's nice, because it really is like now until, I mean, I was going to say the beginning of Halloween time, but it's a month into Halloween.
Yeah, it's a month in. And two months in almost. So that brings up a good point that, who said it right here? I already lost it. Mike saying, you know, do the three day ticket, get that extra savings. And then if you're going to like, Mickey's not so scary Halloween party, then right there, you already, you know, you have a little bit of a better time in there. So, not a bad idea as far as that goes. And I do think that this is great from the perspective, if you're the type of person that you're trying to come to Disney as often as you can, or you just, even with budgeting, you still are struggling to get that great price that allows you to like feel comfortable coming on vacation. But for me, I will say it until I no longer have a breath in my voice. I am team park hopper all the way, especially when it comes to like dining. You don't want to be like, I hate then like struggling because you're like, okay, well, the only availability that I can get for the time I want is at this park on this day, but we had planned on going to that park. And then it just, I like the flexibility. So for me personally, it's one of those things where if I'm budgeting even more than like expensive meals, like extra merchandise, I'm going to budget for park hopping. And, you know, I don't have to do it here because of my annual pass, but that's what I consider every time we go to Disneyland, getting a park hopper out there, because I'm just like, it's not different just because the proximity is closer. To me, that makes no sense. It's just, what? It's about how,
everything.
Totally different. That's the thing. Out there. You're not allowed to tell me how I have to vacation.
I agree.
She is a travel agent. She is.
Yeah, just, and we're the experts in planning your perfect Disney vacation.
Listen, Teresa and I made up last week over maple creme brulee and other delightful Canadian dishes. I'm not going to start off this episode fighting with her.
Evidently,
no. Apparently, I was crashing your
date. We were fourth wheels over here.
Yeah, I thought
I'm sorry. You're saying that you don't get, you would prefer not to do the hopper pass at Disneyland?
No, I'm saying I do because of flexibility. But
he's,
if you're talking
like a rabbit
about
everywhere,
and saving, I will bring up your friend Nicole, who, when we were just out there with the races, to make her vacation possible and do it that way, she had to budget for a one park per day ticket.
Disneyland.
That's the beauty of all the different things we can do, though, right? You like to hop. I'm more of a turtle and working my way through park to park, you know, different parks. So that's cool.
Yeah.
It's okay.
So
it's okay.
No, I understand. But so like in terms of proximity with it, I am one of those people that we came to Walt Disney World so often that we found our best methods getting from park to park very often. A very humble brag from this Nepo baby of the Diz.
There you go. Here we go.
You know, we prided ourselves on the fact that we could watch, back in the day, watch Illuminations at 9 o'clock. That wraps up at 9:20, you know, being right in the center there, still make it to the monorail on time to get in Magic Kingdom for fireworks at 10 o'clock. So when you start like really looking at that, I know that people struggle to get all the way from It's a Small World over to Disney California Adventure in that same amount of time because they get distracted. So I don't think that proximity always plays into it. I think the budget is the bigger thing. If you can't afford Park Hopper, don't throw away your vacation on adding a Park Hopper
on it. I see what you're saying. Yeah.
If you're smart about how you travel back and forth, if you really budget and you're like, you know what, I also have minivan money, take me and drop me off faster at places, then it turns into a complete different scenario.
I do see what you're saying now about the, like, not throwing away the Disneyland vacation. I would argue, you know, that I think just there at Disneyland Park specifically, the Hopper Pass has a much greater value even than Walt Disney World. I know at Walt Disney World, you're like, well, you can go to all three parks in the same day. But what I'm saying is I think it creates basically those two parks. It makes it, it's like, woo, look, now your other park is twice as big, the one park that you were at. So for me, that's why I like, I would, if you were like, you can only hop from park to park on one coast, for me, the way I like to vacation, I would choose California over Disney World because of what we've been talking about. But I also agree with Craig. It was like one of those where you like, you find ways to work around it. If that's all you can afford, you know, for that trip, then budget and use that. Maybe you're trying to use that money on a special experience, like you're going to do the Napa Rose or something
Here's the thing I'll say too with Disneyland, even though I don't want to just keep going back to it. But for me, Disneyland Park, if you're talking about, if you need a hopper and you plan on only going to Disneyland or spending most of your time at Disneyland for the day, don't get the hopper just to have it for California Adventure. I could spend 3 days in Disneyland and never leave that park. But with California Adventure, that's different. If that's your like park for the day, that's when I start to think like, oh, maybe I should have had a park hopper for this day because I'm going to get bored too fast. So I do. There's differences. But Walt Disney World, I will always be team park hopper. If you can afford it, give yourself the flexibility. Then you don't have to stress about, well, you know, now I have to somehow cram Crystal Palace, a buffet in there, and Cinderella Royal Table, or Be Our Guest, and like have that all in one day, and worrying about, okay, well, I don't want to dress up in the morning, but now I have to go back and then back to Magic Kingdom. I just feel like giving yourself a little bit more relaxation with park hopping will benefit you in the long run.
Sorry, Froggy. I know. I don't know if I'm ever going to get this right, but I do feel like I have a counterpoint to your relaxation point, is that park hopping is, I mean, it's a little bit of work. So I would rather, and so you mentioned dining a lot, I would almost rather spend more money on the resort and not on park hopping, and then take an afternoon break. You know, go to one of those awesome Disney pools, have, you know, a good meal there, and not put as much as importance on park hopping or dining.
Okay. Even. Well, I'm taking over this show. What resort is worthy of Polynesian. That splurge on?
I was actually thinking Polynesian in my head, where I was like, if I was like, you know, doing it the way we did when I was younger, and it was like, okay, this is that splurge, and it's like the one-time thing, I think it's got to be a monorail resort. I always frame it in terms of my mom. I know that's, everybody's different. You know, you guys have younger children, you know, Teresa, you've got older children. You have older children. Klaus.
That's right.
You know, so you like, our frame of reference for all of this is very different. But for me, if it was like, I think I'd do a monorail or like Wilderness Lodge. Like mom actually, she did do like a dinner there the last time she was in Florida, and she was like, I can't believe there's hotels this nice here. And I'm like, because she I think it was still Artist Point at that point or something, but she loves Fort Wilderness, stuff like that. So I think like for me, it would be like, now that the Fort Wilderness is not what it once was, I not having reviewed it or anything like that yet, I think I would do the Polynesian, only because I also guiltily want to stay have a weekend at the Polynesian.
Like, love it.
I do like Wilderness Lodge, but I like the Contemporary too.
It's because you're in the rooms now. At the mode.
Yeah. That's right. Well, you designed it.
I'm in the mood. I just like the Contemporary. I like the, I don't know, I just, I don't really have a reason other than this.
Does anybody love the Grand Floridian?
Not me.
I've seen the new rooms and I absolutely love.
They do look beautiful.
They're beautiful, the way the rooms are now. Yeah. With the little touches of Mary Poppins. I had forgotten about that. So
I don't know. I've never. So I'm like,
I've got clients. That's the only place they'll stay.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Well, moving on, because we're little piggies. and yummy, yummy. Disney has updated their reservation system for their apps, as well as the website that now allows you to search for available dining reservations for any restaurant up to 10 days at a time. A previous update finally allowed you to see all reservations available in a single day, which was a great addition versus the dark days of the past.
The dark days.
Oh, my God. There is nothing more frustrating than when you are just screaming at your phone, this is a billion-dollar company! I just want to see if there was an Oga's Cantina reservation at some point this week. You know, like,
right?
Although at this point, I'd be like, no, skip Oga's. But, but you know, it's that thing where you're like, okay, I know someone's in town for 5 days, and you're like, and they're flexible, and you're like, I want to go to this one place with them, and having to do it morning, evening, or, you know, morning, lunch, evening, whatever. And then just keep having to do it. It is just the most, like, infuriating experience ever. So this is such a welcome change.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And when you're booking dining for a client, this makes it so much easier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you can see, you know, the flexibility of
I didn't even think about it like that. That's got to be, because I was thinking like,
it's not here. Let me go over here. Oh, it's not here.
Right.
And then, you know, you're trying to get what they want, and it's hard to. Now it's so much easier just to go
thinking even just locals, like for us being like, you know, I want to kind of see what's out there and being like, you know, you can move in around it. That's nice too.
Well, I mean, that has changed. Just the all day has changed my life because I book all the dining reviews that we end up doing.
Is that what we're doing?
What's that?
Nothing. Go ahead.
She's asking where we're going.
See, I want to point out for people when they're like, does Craig hate Teresa? I need to make sure everyone knows that she pokes the bear and then I attack. So, I'm just saying it in that way, but I'm going to take the higher ground today.
Is the camera on me?
Like a Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Don't do anything.
Yes, you do. You're not. No one's falling for your little baby.
I just watched the episode of Will and Grace where like she keeps calling Will over to do a like Karen does to do a name task for her, and he finally is in her house in the foyer, and he's like, what is the problem now, Karen? Did you lose the stick that you poked the bear with at the zoo? And she reaches down and goes, no, honey, it's right here. And it is one of the best, like, every time you guys say that, I always imagine Teresa going, no, honey, it's right here.
Poke the bear.
You mess with the bull, you get the horns. I'm just saying that much. Okay. But anywho, if you want to come dine with us, I believe our next ones are Raglan Road as well as Boat Rights.
I do like both.
I've never been to either. Mm-hmm. Oh, no, I lied. I've been to Boat Rights once, I think.
I've been to Boat Rights several times.
No, I've been to Boat Rights twice, yeah.
That's the one right next to Yeehaw Bob there.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I went with Nicole, actually, my friend Nicole.
I've only been there once, but I will admit, I have never been to Raglan Road.
I've never been to Raglan Road. I did Raglan Road one time.
I wonder if they still have
the Irish Forest
of Scallops. It was an appetizer.
Forest of Scallops?
Is it something you walk through?
Oh, okay.
I want to say they do, yeah.
It was good.
Listen, guys, I had corned beef and ash. I know this is off topic. Not corned beef and ash. I had corned beef and cabbage last night. I had my St. Patrick's Day meal a little early.
Did you cook
week early?
No, girl. I bought
my cabbage last night. Okay, anyway. When are you doing these reviews?
I don't want to say. Okay. Yeah, he doesn't want people to come. Yeah, we'll tell you on the after show.
If you want to add me in, so.
I would be flattered if people cared and
I'll keep my short stick that I poked the bear with in the car.
I'm going to get you.
That's going to be on your shelf. We're going to put a stick for you on when we get our little personal shelves all set up. We're going to get you a stick.
Can it be a stick? I've got a police billy club I can hit.
Whoa, okay.
Or is that?
There's a story there.
Well, I feel uncomfortable now. Anyhow, as the person who makes the dining reservations for our team, I loved when they updated it just to show all day because I struggled so much sometimes to find something that when one person said, okay, I would be able to do this time, I'd be able to do this time. Rather than that, I get the entire view of the full day and send it out, and it made my life so much easier. And I can already tell you that I started messing around with this new 10-day out system today. It wasn't as straightforward as I thought. I thought it was going to be like you click on the first start day that you want, and then it automatically shows you the next 10 days. You actually have to drag and drop to where you want to. So, which makes sense. Like, if you're only going to be on property for 5 days, why do you need to see 10 days worth of reservations? Yeah. It's definitely a lot. So the 10 days is great for locals or people staying a long time, but I already was messing around with it and I'm like, this is almost too many options. Mm. Like, I feel like I have the world. Jesus wept.
Right? Oh, Lord. It's a beautiful thing.
We're not putting that on a shirt. Okay. Well, that's a callback. Craig and I went on a trip to Disneyland together, and I had just watched the Community, rewatched Community, and there's the episode where the dean is in like the Lawnmower Man, like 3D reality stuff, and he just keeps being like, "The files, the thing," and he goes, "Jesus wept," and he keeps saying it, and they're just like, "Please stop saying it." So we're back in that loop again, but here we are.
And if we were able to do more post-production on this, I would drop in the clip right after so people understood the references.
That would be nice.
Then we'd stop we don't understand what you're talking about. Stop with the inside jokes. We want to open up the jokes to everyone.
There it is. Community, now streaming on Hulu. I think it might be on Netflix, or it might be on both. But both. Well, we might have 10 days of restaurant searching availability at our fingertips, but sometimes that won't help. Like if you're trying to book 1900 Park Fair close to its reopening date. I ruined the joke.
Oh, man.
Not that we have any firsthand experience with that. Bitter, table of three, four if Teresa's there. But anywho, Disney released their foodie guide last week for those who do have reservations, and here's what you can expect. This was a read where, like, I can feel it in my mouth already. You know, when you're like, that sounds good. Your mouth starts watering.
Do tell.
Yeah. Breakfast.
Breakfast. Oh, where you're starting?
You say steak.
Hey, I'll add a little more bass to your voice.
Yes, Craig.
That's a Brady Bunch 2 reference.
Oh, wow. That was okay. Okay, deep cut.
Bread pudding with vanilla creme and glaze. Donut holes tossed with shimmer.
Just stop.
I don't like the way you said holes.
Stop.
Grand Floridian strawberry soup with fresh strawberries and whipped cream.
Oh, yep.
Double chocolate muffin.
Is that a muffin top or an entire muffin?
It's plant-based, baby.
You're killing me. Stop.
Guava. Green cheese. Danish.
Just read it. You're creeping me out.
Cinnamon pull-apart bread. Beef and potato hash. Classic Eggs Benedict with hollandaise sauce.
I do love Eggs Benedict.
Right.
A carved ham.
And a ham.
Would you go into
a
the
whole
south?
Ham.
Croissant breakfast pizza. Smoked salmon. Cheesy potato casserole.
Can't go wrong there.
No, you cannot.
Yeah. Spiced tofu scramble with vegetables. Plant-based.
What kind of tofu scramble?
Spiced. The Dune tofu scramble. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
And an assortment of fruit, cereals, pastries, breads, as well as a variety of plant-based options.
Spice is life. Okay.
Now, if we could just dim the lights a little bit, I'd like to talk about dinner. No, we can start with breakfast. What do you think of that menu?
Wow.
I mean, I know everyone's sweating a little bit because I just made myself sweat a little bit. So, yeah.
I'll be honest. I was not able to listen to any of that. So
it was too creepy.
I think donut holes.
Yeah, is that what you tuned out?
Yeah, lost me at donut holes.
Guys,
yeah.
Tossed with shimmer.
What?
Meow.
Tossed with shimmer.
Yeah.
Donut holes tossed with shimmer.
Donut holes tossed with shimmer. I don't know what shimmer.
Wow.
I'd like to meet him.
I would say that's something
that's
edible.
Stage name.
Wait, anyways. Is that the whole description?
Speaking of Big Daddy.
Stop it.
I regret saying that after the donut holes.
You're being too manly and it doesn't fit you. Go ahead.
Here's the thing. Breakfast sounds great. I wish we had a reservation for breakfast.
You want to be the ladies' man?
I want some shimmer on my donut.
Yes. Well, let's talk about Dana.
We'll get it.
Okay, Eggs Benedict. So a lot of it was just basic foods.
Yeah.
Breakfast foods.
Yeah.
You got your
bread pudding right there.
Does it have raisins in it?
I don't know. With the imagery they gave.
Oh my god, look at the little Mickey
cinnamon,
donuts.
I believe that's the cinnamon pull apart bread, which that looks good. And
oh, I would
here's
that.
The thing. Buffet Eggs Benedict, I always go in being like, this is going to rock my world. Buffet. And then I'm never impressed with it. It's always
Eggs
like,
the other
this
day
is sat home. Too long.
It's really good.
Oh, but is that the pizza? What was the pizza?
Right?
Is that on the croissant?
The pizza was a croissant.
Yeah, the croissant pizza.
I want to see the shimmer. Do you have the shimmer?
I'm hot for breakfast.
The donut hole with the shimmer?
I think that's the shinning you're talking about. And we don't have the shinning.
The shinning, yeah.
The shinning.
Yeah. We'll get sued. All right, that's it from an episode of The Simpsons, Treehouse of Horror.
Oh, I
now heard. Available to stream on Disney Plus.
How do you need to read a book? Turn the TV off.
I watch a book every night.
Do you watch a book? Yeah. All right, what's dinner?
Okay, first of all, just real quick, literally, I want to try everything on this menu. Like a cheesy potato casserole? Yes, yep. Please.
Yes.
Beef and potato hash. I love a potato. Yeah. I love a potato hash.
Yeah.
100%. The strawberry soup seems wild, but that's like a staple, right?
Yeah,
strawberry soup?
Is.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a staple. People
putting
love
strawberries
it.
In soup, what they going to do next? Blueberries?
It's a smoothie, guys. Calm yeah. down. It's a smoothie.
What you do? A hot smoothie. I
no,
left this in the car.
Smoothie.
You
know, cold. It's cold.
Well, I almost said
it's
a bad
word. It's
just a smoothie. I was about to say,
just
that
look
is
at,
BS.
Look at it being poured
oh,
out
into
that
a
goblet.
Smoothie glass.
No, that's yeah. that to me is a globe goblet.
What's that guy next to it?
That's part of the dessert menu,
oh,
which
just
I believe
wait
is at the end of the dinner. But, I mean, strawberry soup? Why not?
Okay. Do you want me to read it the same way, or is it too much for everybody?
I want a normal read.
A normal read,
but
of
with some excitement, with dinner. Just a little hint. Well,
I think we'll let the live chat decide on okay. what they want if they want it. So we'll give it a second.
Okay. How about I do every other one? I'll do exact cool. opposites. Ready?
Wow.
Peel and eat shrimp with a cocktail sauce.
That no, was a terrible not. One to
yep.
start
so
on.
I wish yeah, I had started that not. One with the Tiano's gumbo with spicy andouille sausage.
Baked salmon with saffron lemon butter.
Carved prime rib.
Curry roasted Carved chicken.
Roasted garlic sausage with tomatoes, herbs, and braised cabbage.
Hmm. Porchetta with Hunter's sauce.
Jaeger sauce.
Is that what it is? Jaeger bombs. Couscous salad with dried fruits, almonds, mint, and parsley.
Sun-dried tomato and rosemary focaccia.
Ooh. Mashed potatoes.
Green beans.
Glazed carrots. Grand Floridian. I can't do it anymore. Grand Floridian strawberry soup with fresh tomatoes and whipped cream. Grand Floridian financier, which is an almond cake with sea salt, caramel, and toasted meringue. That sounds delicious. Toasted coconut cake with passion fruit, custard, and hibiscus creme. Mm. That's plant-based. And then a lemon blueberry cheesecake. I love lemon
Ooh,
blueberry.
Yeah, that sounds good.
And a vanilla cupcake. And then there's also a fudge brownie with a triple chocolate mousse.
That's going to be every brownie at Disney World ever.
You know, I was channeling Marshmallow from Bob's Burgers, I feel like, there.
Oh, yeah, you
hey,
were.
Hey, Bob.
That was a great performance.
I love Bob's Burgers. But, yeah, honestly.
I'm more hyped for breakfast.
Yeah, I feel like I'm more. Not that this doesn't sound like, oh, there's good options, but there was more. I feel like when it comes to breakfast, and I've said it in our dining reviews before for me, is that I feel like. Breakfast is one of those difficult meals where I feel like a lot of places just go the standard, like tried and true. You know, mm-hmm. it's like some sort of omelet, some sort of scramble. There'll probably be something with hollandaise on it, whatever. But I love when there's like creative stuff. So I love like this breakfast pizza, the fact that there's the bread pudding for breakfast, you know, that like it feels like there's maybe like more exciting things that aren't going to be everywhere.
Right.
You know, and so it feels like, whereas this menu, like, not that it doesn't sound good, it just is like a little more like, I don't know. It doesn't feel as creative as the first one.
See, I want dinner.
What do you want?
I already told you what I want. I want that I want that porchetta with the Hunter sauce.
Yeah,
that is
oh, yeah,
to
I
me is
what is
calling
sauce?
My name. What's that?
What's Hunter sauce?
Hunter sauce.
Gravy?
It's yeah. So who, if you have you ever they? Had Jägerschnitzel?
No.
That was a perfect opportunity for a what'd you call me?
What'd you call me?
One of your catchphrases right
Jäger
now.
Bombs.
So, no, so it, yeah, it's like it's basically a gravy and mushroom gravy-ish. Mm-hmm. So, porchetta. I love porchetta. Disney's been doing so much porchetta lately that I'm like, but I feel like every time I call it porchetta and then
porchetta,
someone says
I barely know her.
It's porchetta. I believe I was watching, porchetta. I was watching, Next Level Chef and they kept saying porchetta and I'm like, this is why I suck at my job, because I can't remember the pronunciations for words. Listen, I see the CH and I'm just like, oh, yeah, that's a chetta.
I like the way it sounds better with the CH.
Tell me what
actually.
The tell me about the salmon again.
The salmon.
You want me to tell you about the salmon?
Yeah, wasn't there a salmon on there?
Oh, so. There's a baked salmon with saffron lemon butter.
I love saffron.
I what's it come with? Anything? Does it say anything else?
No, I've read.
Well, it's
all
a buffet,
words.
So that's the main, and then you would probably pair it with a side, maybe a rice, a couscous.
Couscous. Mm-hmm. I do the.
I love couscous. Yeah.
Just
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, yeah, honestly, no, I'll be happy good. With either. But yeah. if you get that breakfast one, tell me about that.
And breakfast is a good value, too, because I feel like you could that could be a brunch, and then you've covered breakfast and lunch.
Are you a big breakfast eater, Anna?
Not normally, but not, brunch, yes.
Yeah, brunch I'm good with.
That's
yeah.
right, but breakfast, no.
I don't get up and have a big hearty farm no. meal every day.
Yeah, I'm lucky if I eat a banana. Or, it's mostly coffee.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll eat a big breakfast if it's put in front of me, but I'll say that about any meal of the day. I'll eat it if it's put in front of me.
Kylie's not cooking you a big hearty breakfast every day.
I can count on one hand Kylie the amount of time that Kylie has cooked for me.
Period. End of sentence.
I am the chef of the house.
I don't want to be rude, but you don't want her to.
That's
no, she's great. Didn't she make me dessert once? There a brownie?
She can bake a good cake, brownie. Yeah. She is very much the sweets side of the house. Okay. But
she's good at that.
She awesome. Just I try to get her to watch cooking shows with me, and like it's just I feel like.
I want your wife in the kitchen where she belongs. I hear you loud and clear.
I want her to explore more. The thing about cooking is rude. You can't be baking is so much of a science that if you screw up the ingredients, you're going to mess the entire thing up. And that's I like true. To That's promote that bake. When you are cooking, you can literally add an ingredient, taste your ingredients. Mm-hmm, and if it tastes bad, start thinking about other things you can do to fix it and you can make up for it. And I'm like, that's why you can still make bad stuff, but it's a lot easier to go that route. But then she's just like, but I don't want to disappoint you. And I'm like, you won't.
She's just saying that. I know. She just don't want
She knows what it's
like. I'm like, this is really smart. I got to take a page out of Kylie's
book. You knew this going in, though, right?
What's that?
You knew this going into the relationship. Yeah. That you were, yeah.
Yeah.
Craig's a very good cook. If you've ever had the chance to eat any of his food, it's very, very good.
It's not.
I don't like to talk about it too much. But
do you cook Rhino at your house?
No. I wish I, because I think my realm is with Kylie in the baking area, where I'd like to. You know what I really want to get into? Casseroles.
I feel like we
don't have enough casseroles in our lives anymore.
Love me some casseroles. Yeah, I know.
I'm from Mississippi. It's like casserole capital of the world.
You gotta have
so that's where I'm casserole. Like, when I move, that's where I'm going to start getting into that. But I was going to say, because you asked about this and the breakfast thing, breakfast is the thing I'm trying to learn. I can make a really good omelet because I read that Julia Child's book over and over. And she talks about it in her book, My Life in France, that I was like, I'm going to learn how to do this. And I feel like I do make a good omelet. Yeah. But then, I'm now really into, the reels. You know when you click on one video and then it shows you a million videos?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Is those, reels of, people making stuff with the little dash single waffle maker.
Yes.
And so there's a lot of, breakfast-oriented stuff you can do with it. Like the chaffle, which is an egg with cheese, and you just put it in there and it puffs up.
Take
and it's
that
waffle
maker
egg.
And put your hash brown potatoes in there.
Yes.
There's so many things you can do. There
I do it. I do. If you do it with, it can't just be the white rice. It has to be, white rice. And other things in it, and it'll compress the rice into a patty, and then you can put your slice up some spam, get a little sriracha on there, and you can eat a little crunchy spam musubi deconstructed.
Oh, you need to come out and we kick because we kick all the time.
Yeah. Yeah, we do too.
Well, we're gonna have to have a cooking show.
Actually, it'd probably be highly entertaining.
You'd think. anyway. It seems to be a trend with whatever we do. Whenever we do a show, news comes out while we're doing it or immediately after. We all know this. So we're going to jump back to some news that might not feel super fresh, but it came out minutes after our show ended last week. And that is that Disney CEO Bob Iger spoke at the Morgan Stanley conference and mentioned the Avatar experience in Disneyland that was previously teased. He said, "We have one Avatar base land, Pandora, in Florida. We're going to put a second one in California." He also said they could increase the size of Disneyland Resort by 50%, and things are looking good for the Disneyland Forward project. Last night, the Anaheim City Planning Commission voted 5-1 to approve sending Disney's plan to the full city council for an upcoming vote in April. The council could vote against it, but it seems like Disneyland Forward is likely to become a reality and would be a huge statement for Disney parks domestically, even if it's not what we want here in Florida. Also worth noting, the project would be included in Disney's 10-year, $60 billion investment in experiences, which, according to a new filing, 50% goes to parks and resorts, 30% to tech and maintenance, and 20% to cruise and other. So I think this is incredibly exciting because I feel like we already kind of alluded to it earlier in the show about vacationing is that, or maybe that was before we got started. It was before we got started, but it was, Craig was saying, you know, don't live with your vacation or whatever. And you were saying we do. And I was like, no, I don't actually like living in Florida, but I like vacation. Like when I go to Disneyland, for me, it has that magical feeling mm-hmm. that everybody has for, you know, that I'm sure a lot of people have for Disney World that yeah. feels different for me now. But it's like Disneyland, this idea of like Disneyland really and the city of Anaheim, you know, getting this kind of investment and this like major like overhaul sort of mm-hmm. thing happening to it has me very, very excited for what could be there in the future. Do we have like guesses of what we would hope goes there? I would hope, I mean, it's written, you wrote question marks over the stuff, but for me, I mean, I would like domestically, I would love to see the Zootopia stuff somewhere.
Yeah.
So like if it ends up over there, I think it would be great. I mean, I feel like they definitely, I see Nick and Judy there all the time. And I would like, you know what I mean? So it's one of those where it's just like, I don't know. I think a yeah. land like that would be a lot of fun out there.
You know, I'm going to say something that might be a little on the bold side, but I want them to do super immersive lands like Zootopia, World of Frozen, Avatar, you know, even Avatar. If it's not everyone's favorite, it does in fact hold up. But I would love to see either something like that or if, and I know they will never do this, but I would love to see the opposite way go and say, you know what, California Adventure, let's figure that park out again. And one thing we're going to stop doing there is we're going to stop the festivals there, and they're going to make whatever Disneyland Forward is like super centric about festivals and limited time activities and make it feel like more special in that way. Like it's a constantly evolving around the year style park. And I don't have that idea completely.
You mean like how,
out.
Like how, like
literally what Epcot has become. Yes.
Well, okay. Yeah. I was going to say you want sort of like a better fleshed out version of what we do here, but you know, I mean, I'd love that because they do, their festivals are shorter lived. I mean, the Food and Wine Festival is only like a month
and
a half.
So disappointing.
And we're missing it just a little bit. And I've seen all this good food. But then, like, we missed Lunar New Year, right? Because we were out there right before that started. And Lunar New Year, great food, great festival. And their festivals, like, sort of permeate throughout property, which is nice. They are because it's a smaller property. But, like, I feel like that would be really cool because it would kind of open that door. And also, I feel like they're not they don't feel as constrained to having to deliver to a demographic in ways that Florida can be, where like, you know, we talk about it a lot in the dining reviews and things like that, where like the palate here has to be way more neutral than I feel like at Disneyland. They can experiment with it more. There's a lot more Asian infusion in a lot of the food that they do there. Right. You know, there's a lot more Mexican, you know, touches in that food and stuff like that. And, you know, and it just feels, I don't know, it feels like more fresher.
Yeah.
I feel like I have much better experiences with food there than here.
I would agree. No, I crazy agree. Thought if they do this and they expand Disneyland and it becomes more of a Disney World type property, what does that look like? You know, like I wonder if it becomes something bigger, like does that decrease the crowds here? Does Disneyland become more of that like every 5 years vacation or that kind of, you know, because that's what I think of Disney World now is it's for, you know, families wanting that like bucket
trip.
List.
Yeah,
Disney
the
vacation.
Once in a lifetime. We're all doing it. We're going all out. Yeah. We're pushing everything we have.
So I wonder.
Disney World. Yeah. Because that's what Disney World caters to is that crowd. I mean, I feel like in more recent years, they're starting to tiptoe into a little bit more of being like the people that are here every year or twice a year or, you know, annual pass holders. But it's definitely, I mean, Disneyland, that is the vibe there. And I mean, I completely agree with what you're saying.
Hannah brings up an incredible point. It changes the entire dynamics of Disneyland as long as whatever Disneyland Forward is feels like it's a full day experience in that way. If you add that in, you're talking, even though it's still plopped right down and, you know, not the greatest area. I love Anaheim. I don't mind, like, even when I'm staying offside the streets. I know there are plenty of people, though, that do. And that's why they love the bubble of Walt Disney World and don't want to give Disneyland that same fair chance in that way. But I still love a lot about it. If they make a 3-park experience that all of a sudden warrants a 7-day vacation, you know, I'm all all for it. I think that that changes the game where you have people who are east of the Mississippi, which isn't that much. But I mean, I feel like if you're anywhere from like maybe Colorado area over to the East Coast, you probably look at Walt Disney World more as your vacation that you want to go to. And I know I'll throw Salt Lake City in because I know that there are a bunch of people in Utah and Salt Lake City that specifically want to come to Walt Disney World. I mean, back in the day, I felt like every other person you met on the college program was from BYU. So it's, I know it's huge in that way. A lot of the
older people were all from like Michigan. Everybody's coming from Michigan.
Michigan, yeah. Ohio, Pennsylvania. So I feel like Disneyland, you know, you do get, it's very heavy California and up that West Coast and Arizona, New Mexico. But I feel like so many people who are right in the middle of the country would still opt to come to Walt Disney World. But now you might be shifting it and it's stretching that border a little further where people on the East Coast are going to start thinking more about Disneyland, especially if they're the exclusive home to, you know, stuff like Zootopia other experiences from foreign parks that you can't get anywhere else. That could be very, very exciting.
I can't wrap my head around it.
I know. Same.
I can't even imagine it being different than it is and there being more of it because I love the way it is. And I'm stuck in the past. I really want everything to stay the same. But if they're going to add something in, like you said, that you can't get here in Florida, then I'm on board because
I definitely want that.
Like, I want that. Yeah. I want something.
I don't want it to just be like, okay, well, now we're going to clone those parts of Disney World.
No, they can't do that. It has to be something.
Well, that's the Avatar thing that makes me nervous.
Other than that, I feel like, I mean, like you said with
not
the food.
Put that River Journey right
the
over there.
The food is totally different out there. It's a totally different vibe.
Different experience.
A totally different experience. And I want whatever they do to be that way too. I don't want it to be
authentic.
I don't want it to be something I can get here.
Right.
Even though it would be slightly different, it still would be the same.
Well, and I feel like you brought up a good point about like keeping things the same in some sense, because I think Disneyland is, I mean, it's such a sentimental place and there's so much history there. So I would like to see, you know, this expansion in California Adventure or a third park. I'm like, I hope they kind of leave Disneyland Park
I do too.
Just as is, and then I'm fine with anything that's new is okay.
I mean, there's still very, very glaring holes in Disneyland Park. They have got to do something with Tomorrowland. I feel like that has been everyone's opinion.
Yeah.
Hannah, if you say that Disneyland's Tomorrowland is fine, you will go down as the worst opinion ever on the internet. One that no one has ever agreed with.
I mean, yeah, you're right. I mean, I would just be happy if they would bring back People Mover. I wouldn't be so mad about Tomorrowland.
Right.
It's Disneyland. It's all right. I hate our Tomorrowland, too.
I want to keep the core Disneyland the same.
Yeah, absolutely. You know? Yeah, but that doesn't mean putting Avatar in Tomorrowland or putting, you know, I mean, it could use some updating. I also think they could still, I mean, I know that California Adventure has more Marvel, but I'm like, we could do so much more with that. Like, I would love to see them just run with more MCU, just, you know, California Adventure, wherever.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. I want that roller coaster or whatever the third attraction is supposed to be, even if it's not a roller coaster. I don't think it is a roller coaster now. I think they said it was I think it's now like a Star Wars, like a trackless vehicle ride or something like that, which is fine. Whatever. Just get the third ride in there, and then that land will definitely be much more well-rounded. But I mean, it's already what you guys have been saying, what Craig said, is that it has the opportunity now to create a bubble. So now they will be able to have that sort of experience. You know, if you looked at sort of the proposal of where they were talking about the land and developing and things like that. So it'll be really interesting to see how this all plays out. So we'll be paying close attention to that come April.
And the only other thing I'll throw in, too, is while we're giving so much praise to Disneyland and wanting to see it grow forward, that doesn't change anything about Walt Disney World at the same time, too.
It's like people have to be one or the other.
Well, we have talked so much in the past. You know, I would say the past month and a half of like, what do we want to see improve at Walt Disney World, and did some great episodes on that, ideas for land expansions. And that's Walt Disney World still needs to do that in tandem then with Universal, what they're doing down the road with Epic Universe. And that will keep people coming back to Florida in general. So if Disneyland moves forward with Disneyland Forward and creates a brand new destination that more people want to go to, that doesn't change the fact that Universal
that they
is
still,
being.
Yeah.
becoming a juggernaut. And as SeaWorld moves further away from their animals and the park kind of doubles down as a roller coaster capital, there is a day potentially where SeaWorld could start entering the conversation more here, right in Orlando. It's the,
well, they're going to end up capitalizing on that. I feel like that teenage phase, you know, where it's the kids outgrow, they go through that growing phase. Like maybe they'll come back to it, but that, you know, that 13 to like 19, who's like, yeah, I'm just here to do the rides. And, you know, I want to go on everything that's the most extreme humanly possible. Like they're, that's the thing that has always been Universal's edge, is that I feel like it caters to just a slightly older crowd. And like, you know, I know Disney tries, it's trying, and MCU is a big opening point for them, you know, and stuff, but it's the same problem they were having for a while with young boys, is that everything they were releasing was all like princess oriented. Right. I'm not saying that they can't get into that, but that's, I remember that was like 15 years ago that was a big discussion where they were like, they kind of started changing the names of movies and stuff because they were like, well, we have to market it to young boys too, like,
and who knew all they had to do to market to young boys apparently was Ewoks, pink dinosaurs, Care Bears, and trains.
Yeah,
I agree with all those things.
I've seen that before.
I don't know.
Yeah,
who me?
I don't know.
When I look at Rhino, I don't know if I look at Rhino or I look at the Care Bear because it's the same.
That's, well, someone in the chat was like, is that bad product placement? And I was like, it's me, it's like a.
No, it's chubby.
Chubby, kind of sad.
You are not chubby, but that facial expression is.
Oh, yeah. I went to the doctors yesterday. Cute. They weighed me. I am 40 pounds heavier than I was in 2021. At birth. That's my birthday.
Yeah. Is a young boy.
No, so I was like, yep, that checks out. But I'm happy to say I can hear out of one of my ears again. So,
that's
just one.
Just one. Yeah. So heading out to sea, well, no, I'm not going to make the joke. It involved.
We know. The men in the room.
No, we got you.
Sea people.
Heading out to sea, Disney Cruise Line has had two exciting updates. First.
Actually, three. I screwed up the script. I'm sorry.
Exciting updates. Oh, yeah, you're right. Three exciting updates. Sorry, I should have caught that.
Sorry.
First, Marvel Day at Sea will be returning in 2025 on select cruises from Fort Lauderdale on five-night Bahamian and Western Caribbean cruises. The Marvel Day at Sea itinerary brings together Marvel superheroes and villains in a day-long celebration with unique entertainment, superhero sightings, a special restaurant menu, and unforgettable marvelous moments.
Ooh.
Yeah, they went there.
I wrote that.
You wrote that.
Oh, wow.
Oh my god. Wow, Craig's auditioning for the Disney blog. Right.
You're
Disney
welcome.
Parks blog.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
I got questions about Ka-chow, though.
I do actually have questions.
Ka-chow.
I'm pretty sure that's a Marvel phrase.
Kapow.
No, it's Ka-chow.
Oh, okay.
It's Ka-chow.
Okay, green. So that's not on the Wish then? Or does the Wish go out of Fort Lauderdale?
No. So they have done the special sailings a lot on out of, you know, when I did Marvel Day at Sea, it was out of Miami, but now having Fort Lauderdale, a great port for that. So for,
you can take the train there right now from Orlando?
You can.
You can.
Yes, you can.
I'm going to try. Have you done that?
No, I want to do it.
I want to do it.
You can get cocktails on it?
Stella and I, we want to do it. We're going to give it a try.
Nice.
Yeah, when I went to Fort Lauderdale for the Dream Cruise, they offered to put me on the Bright Line with it. But the hard part for me, for me personally, is like the time invested in getting on the Bright Line. Like if I drive down, I know how long it's going to take me, give or take 30 minutes with traffic. But with the Bright Line, because it's out of the Terminal C at MCO, you have to go to the airport first, and then you have to park, and then you have to go through
people
all
coming
of that.
In wouldn't do that.
Oh, yeah. No, no,
so
no. Gotta,
that's why I want to do it.
Yeah.
And when I'm going to work down the Beach Line, and if you time it just right in the morning, it's coming beside you. And I'm like,
that's cool.
It's just really cool. It's a really cool
thing. I totally get it from that perspective. And we talk a lot on our DCL show about how, like, it's great that people can now really look at, like, if they want to go out of Port Canaveral, but they're getting better rates to come out of my or fly into Miami or Fort Lauderdale. That now opens up such a huge, huge window. And same goes for if you're wanting to cruise out of Fort Lauderdale. But MCO has better prices. Fly in and then take the Brightline down.
Because
you book far enough out, the base tickets for Brightline, I believe, are $46 per person. And not much round trip. Hello, everyone. We're going off the rails. I'm your host,
Switch
Frank.
Up.
Well, sorry. It's sorry.
Brain, it's the, it's brain Craig's fog. Version yeah, it's, of the teapot in Get the Out.
Teacup. Oh, my God. Yeah,
teacup. As soon as I hear that whistle, it just goes. Technically, I didn't hear the all aboard. But yeah, no, Brightline, cool train. But it's a great way to get people to go on those cruises during a time of year where, you know, Castaway Key might be a little cooler. Mm-hmm. It might not be as exciting. And, I think it's a great option. Like I said, I did Marvel Day at Sea 2017, maybe. It was a long time ago.
Was it that long ago?
It might have been.
Is that when they first started, I think?
Yeah.
Is that when you did it?
Yeah, it was 2017 or 2018. Maybe it was even 2019. I don't know.
You did a Star Wars one too, right?
No, I have never done Star Wars. And they discontinued Star Wars. Yeah. They added the Pixar Day at Sea, which Panda did for us last year. And that looked like a fun time. But Marvel Day at Sea was awesome. I just always hate these cruises because when it's Marvel Day at Sea or Pixar Day at Sea, it is the day you're at sea. And then the rest of the cruise, you're like, I didn't. And so when you don't get to see every character or you have a bad view for the show or you'd miss something, you're like, it would have been great if they could have stretched this out over 2 days so I could have seen everything.
It should be the whole cruise. I've always thought that. A day at sea, why can't it just be,
well, that's the whole thing. Yeah, because like when people do like, you know, a Golden Girls cruise or a whatever cruise, mm-hmm. you know, a Backstreet Boys cruise, whatever you've done. Cruise. No, I have not done those, first of all. But like I know people who have, and I'm like, that's the whole thing. They're going and everyone like,
there could be something every day.
Yeah. Right? Yeah, it's like
I want to see Darth Vader in a Speedo on the beach or whatever. You know, I want to.
I do.
Darth Vader in a Speedo on the beach.
There's just, I'm not taking it back. I want it to be more than one day.
Yeah,
so I've always had an issue with that.
I don't think people necessarily know that, you know.
No, they think it's going to be you're just walking around and there's you know whoever.
And then the hard part is though, you like it so much that you do want to book it again, and mm-hmm. Disney doesn't see a reason to change that because, well, you know, you came back, so clearly you liked it, and it's like, no, I want to make up for what I didn't do the last time. Mm-hmm. And I like, because I almost had like a baby internal Craig meltdown at Christmas when we had the, like, you know, you see the characters in their special costumes mm-hmm. on the first night with the tree lighting ceremony. It's so beautiful. And then they're like, okay, this one day they're going to be in their costumes all day. And then it's like, okay, well, I missed out on two of them. When are they going to be back out again? Well, tomorrow night's pirate night, so they'll be wearing that. Right. And then maybe you'll see some of them on the final day. It's like, I came on a Christmas cruise to get characters in their Christmas outfits. Yeah. I want, like, they should be in it every day. Give them the first day. Yeah. First day, get them in their nautical outfits.
Sure.
And then pirate night, I understand for that. Yeah. But otherwise, they should be in their Christmas attire.
It's all about Christmas.
Nonstop.
Interesting fact. Mm. From December 1st to December 31st, Craig wears his Christmas sweater every day.
Oh, he's wearing that starting like July 1st. He is always.
He
like,
wants to always be in Christmas. I'm with you, though.
Yeah. I love Christmas.
He does.
I love Christmas.
I never met anybody who loved, I mean, maybe you guys are competing for it.
I moved to Christmas,
Florida.
I made the move to Christmas.
You're the queen of Christmas, Florida.
I
accused Teresa of not listening to Christmas music when I had to drop off her microphone and camera at the Welcome Center then. But she explained it. It was okay. But this, I want to say too, just to throw it in, I know Alaska season's coming up soon. This same thing applies for Alaska that annoys me. Like, it's an Alaskan cruise. You think that it's going to feel Alaskan the entire time.
Yeah.
It really should be called the Alaskan Day at Sea as well too, because on the day that you're sailing up through the Inside Passage, that's the day that all the characters are in their special costumes that one day, and then you have
a
special show at night, and it's like, it's so frustrating because then too you're like, well, it's great, I'm seeing outside all the beautiful sights while we're going up, but I'm waiting in line for characters, and it's like it's almost too much of an overload where you're like, if I could meet these characters staggered throughout the cruise, this would be so much better. But
what was the special show?
It was the Anna and Elsa Frozen show that was on the top deck. I believe only Panda and I went because you and Elaine were drunk off of iceberg margaritas.
That's right.
Wow, that was blunt.
Yeah. Well,
I'm remembering now. I will tell you, I 1,000% was, and it was one of those things where I had to wait. I had to wait until I got home to be like, please tell me my footage is in focus. I could see it, and it was. But it was very
Listen,
stressful.
We were on a small ship, and they were like, we pulled one of the glaciers aboard, one of the pieces of the glacier. So they had pulled ice out of the water, cleaned it off, and then broke it to make margaritas. And I was like, when in our life, they were the clearest ice cubes you'll ever see in your life. And you were like, no, they were just cut up, like smashed. And
kicking along with the little other kids on the deck.
And they were like, they were just like, and I know it's the equivalent of like scooping and eating snow. But we were like, when else can we do this? And those margaritas were strong. And we had not really been eating that day. So we had three.
Each one of us bought around. Who are you?
We did not have time. We were constantly trying to meet the characters.
Yes. Blessed to be working here in a new generation of working here, too. So I will emphasize that.
I don't know. Because I
did have a little breakdown on the first day.
I would find my way to the room service.
Our crew of Elaine and Jackie and myself and Rhino, we wanted to meet the character so bad. It became a challenge for us.
Martini Mom would definitely be chilling on the deck with a margarita.
Rhino was laying there with hugging his iceberg.
Some chicken tendies.
I was like, I found my character. I love ice. Yeah. all right. Okay. Well, we got a little bit more to get through, so be quiet.
good luck.
All right. This next part is a bit visual, but we did. But did we all see? Sorry, I need to restart the sentence.
Wow.
Everyone, be quiet. Back to one. Now, this next part is a bit visual, but did we all see some of the new Disney Treasure merchandise? We got a peek months ago at some of that Haunted Mansion parlor theme merchandise, but Disney has shared some of the merch, including a porcelain coaster set with graphics for Haunted Mansion Parlor, Skipper Society Lounge, and Periscope Pub, a mixologist accessory box focused on those same venues inspired by Disney Parks attractions, a ceramic platter of the Nautilus and the Giant Squid, a 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea vase, or complicated drinking vessel type thing, a jewelry set, a notebook, and probably a lot more. So the one you have up on the screen for people watching right now, that's the bottle opener.
The bar stuff.
Yeah, so what's the key supposed to be in that, though?
You know, I've been trying to figure that out all day, and I cannot. Like, I don't know. Maybe it's a wine bottle opener. I could. So
is that a bear's mouth?
The bottle opener is supposed to be reminiscent of the knocker on the Haunted Mansion.
Mm-hmm.
The wine cork, whatever they call it, where you put the wine stopper.
Yeah, wine
thank
stopper.
You. That is looking like one of the helmets from 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea that they wear to go underwater. And then it's a Jungle Cruise key, so I'm assuming it's a wine key, so it's a wine opener. But that's just my assumption.
Oh, okay. Is yeah. Okay.
You can see it looks like it's got a cork the two arms.
It's hard, though. My eyes are bad. But those coasters, I mean,
I'll be getting
those coasters, huh? Those are cool.
Yeah, there goes Owen's college fund. I saw this. Like, I need it all.
Yeah, I'm like, we don't have coasters for our studio right now, so get me on the Disney Treasure.
It's in my list of office supplies.
I can.
Is it?
We'll wait till December.
I literally have a bunch at my house that I'm like, I need to bring these coasters.
I've got some at the office.
Mine are just Back to the Future
I found
ones.
In the filing cabinet that some previous owner had left at the office, and they were in the package from Hong Kong Disney.
Oh,
and I popped them open and I started using them.
Well, that's cool. Like,
yeah, can you scroll through so I can see
what we're saving them for?
Show us the goods.
The other coasters? Yeah. These are the only ones you can see.
No, the other. Here we go.
What's that?
That's the Nautilus facing off against the giant squid, but really it's fake succulents because, of course, you wouldn't be able to walk off Disney Cruise Line with real succulents.
Well, you know what the problem is with these things?
I wish it was just a vessel.
The fake ones, you can't pull them out.
Yeah,
you can't get them out of all these ones. They've been releasing like a series of them. Like there's been a Baymax one. There was a Black Panther one.
I can't
one.
Put my real plant in there.
No, you can't. Like you have to. It's in. Like it's not like it's lightly glued in there. It is a part of it because there was a Chip and Dale one that was super cute, and I was like, well, I'll put real succulents in there, and I got it. And when I got home, I was like, I can't get this thing out.
Well, especially that one's probably going to be so expensive that like you wouldn't want to risk breaking it.
I love it how it is. Just leave it like that in there. What I don't love,
I can't do
again. So we got.
I thought that was a glass.
We got a doll here. Well, that's so. You have on the top of this photo here is the weird 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea thing.
I love
that's like a glass that is dropped down into a different like whatever.
Like a koozie. It looks like a porcelain koozie.
I have tiki mugs like this that if they have holes and stuff and they're supposed to like shine a light through with like a glow cube, then they put a clear glass inside. So all your liquid goes in there.
That's cool.
And then they try. So it'll like, yeah.
Yeah. So I have stuff like that. So that's where I'm like, I don't know if that's what they're going for, where this is a glass you're supposed to drink out of. And they want the look of the dive helmet and the squid that's going around to kind of, you know, be able to be there without getting ruined. Or I'm not sure, it could always just be a vase, a vase.
That's what I'm thinking.
It would work as that too.
A pencil cup, yeah. Very fancy pen cup.
It's multi-purpose. I think you can use it for whatever. And then the bottom is a jewelry box, which looks like it has a key necklace with two small earrings.
Billy Barry studs, buying baby. That for me. I want it.
Yeah, I mean, it's all. Yeah, I like cool. it. Yeah. It looks yeah. cool, but I want to know what you do with the big vessel because I want it as a cup to drink out of. But
even if it's a vase, baby, just make a big vase, drink. Make daddy's big vessel drink.
It's been the most boring one of all. This notebook.
Mama will make it by Martin.
This Ooh, notebook.
What's this? Ooh,
it's a notebook. Oh. It's not the notebook.
For all your secrets.
But
yeah, it's going to have.
Is it lined paper or
blind? I'm going to say it's lined. Yeah. She's asking, are there lines on it?
Oh.
But it's not. I'm not. I'm gonna say.
It's like, what's blind?
It's
paper?
Not a grid. Blind. I don't think it's a grid. I think it's a lined notebook. Okay. But it very well could be a sketch notebook.
I bet it's the cheapest
no
one
lines.
Of the souvenirs she's mentioned.
It's
so.
Cute. I have one like that made out of elephant poop. It's really cool.
Wait, what?
The Tell paper is made out of
like papyrus.
No,
like it's like pounded.
It's
into
made
a-
out of.
That ancient Egyptian there pounding reeds?
Recycled elephant.
Yeah. He's making papyrus. A sort of papyrus. Paper.
Yes, it looks like it. You can't write on it. It's bumpy because of the elephant.
Where'd you get it from?
I don't know. Someplace, some gift shop in Atlanta. They had all these. Oh.
had all these I thought she was going to end that with Animal Kingdom, you boob.
I was too, like the Smithsonian.
No, no. It was but it was made by some people in a different country.
Cool.
You know, it was cool.
All right. One more.
Okay.
One more. Ready?
Ready.
Okay, finally, this is a lot older, but what are we thinking about the new costumes for the Disney characters at Castaway Key?
I mean...
It's
giving a lot.
I'm going to be honest. So, and Craig wrote in the script. It definitely gives DCL fans a reason to go back to Castaway Key, but is it...
Does it?
Is it enough like for to get us on reason? A cruise? The answer to that is absolutely not.
Oh, for me, completely different. As soon as we saw the new costumes, Kylie and I were like... How quickly can we book a cruise to go back to Castaway Key?
Really?
I don't know if you have figured this out yet. While I don't post a lot of photos of me in general, I love taking pictures with characters, especially the ones on Disney Cruise Line.
That is
and
such a plot twist.
Castaway
for you,
Key is my favorite day because I love that you get off the ship and then you have to start doing this mad dash where you go from the post office to then Mount Rushmore, then back to the post office, then back to Mount Rushmore, and then right beside it, and then back. Like you have to keep dodging and running back and forth to get
cruise.
Everyone. We get it, Hannah. You relax.
Yeah, we get it. She's drunk on the beach somewhere.
I
can
am.
You
they have mimosas in the morning.
Restate what you just said about taking pictures with characters.
I love taking pictures with characters.
You?
With characters or
no.
of characters?
You liar. Because
I don't
Scooby-Doo and Scooby-Doo. Shaggy were coming toward me and he would not take a picture with me with them.
Are Maybe they on Castaway Key?
Okay, then. You did not say that in your repeated sentence.
Oh, no, I didn't say it in the repeat. I said it the first time. On a Disney cruise, I love taking pictures of characters.
Okay, so specifically the cruise.
Because it's much easier to do.
Okay.
There's more of them. You can, like, they're wandering around.
You left me to the dog and the stoner friend.
Was Velma there, too?
No, it's just the dog and the stoner.
And there's an easy strategy with Disney Cruise Line and characters to knock them off, as long as you're willing to, you know,
just kind of
with that billy club.
I'm going to take my billy club on the beach.
He's going to knock off Chip and Dale so he can have those MC Hammer pants for himself.
Oh, I'm okay. Here's the thing. Okay, show the picture again. They're my favorite. They're my favorite.
Yeah.
Listen, they are cute.
They are bright. All the costumes are bright and bold and... I mean,
just
you
like
can
you,
argue
Craig.
They're obnoxious.
The 90s are back, baby.
Well, I mean, Roosevelt's just came out with all their very flashy 90s stuff, very similar to what you're wearing right
this
now.
Is
that's part of the collection.
I was like, this is part of the
collection.
So, it is very
yeah,
colorful.
And so I feel
Daisy's
like...
I mean, always.
It's bright, it's bold, but I love that I now have a new reason to go back to Castaway Key. Because
I mean, I didn't need a reason, but...
I need to see the back of Daisy's hat. I like
it. Right. Does it have a flower?
I need her to spin.
You know, it probably
is it
bow.
Just a visor or just a bow?
I mean, they're fine. They're cute. They've done worse costumes.
It's just like a sun hat. Big giant sun
also,
hat.
I wonder,
what's Pluto
is this...
got, though? Nothing?
He always has a special collar.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You should have a hat or something. Leave him out. Some sunglasses.
I do think they need to do more with Pluto. You know what?
I can't see this far. Is Donald's hat like a flipped up bill?
Put that dog
it's
on
a visor.
Leash.
Like what you put on when you're snorkeling. Your
oh,
goggles.
Okay. That's what I thought. Yeah.
I just, like, Pluto, give him. Goofy always gets the life jacket. How come that dog doesn't know how to swim, but Pluto all of a sudden knows how to swim?
That dog can barely walk.
Yeah. Like, I guess that's a good point.
I was like, so if Goofy did not have the jacket, he would be dead.
Does Max know how to swim? Did Goofy teach Max?
I don't know. Where's Spoonerville? Is it close to water?
They don't live close to water.
Yeah, I don't know where Spoonerville is.
I don't know. And I don't acknowledge an extremely goofy movie as a movie. So Max did not go to college in my book.
They both did. And where's the mom? Was there a mom? We don't know.
Are we sure Goofy went to college?
What, is he made by midichlorians?
Goofy went to college or Max?
Both. Max, that's what Hannah's claiming. I don't buy that Goofy went to college.
In the second
and he gets a girlfriend.
You're freaking kidding me. That's the plot of the movie?
No, I don't know. I've never seen it. I only have it. I own it, but I have never watched it.
And he like plays.
Yeah, I think he because he ends up dancing at the dance and does the disco.
Because that's what every child wants their parent to go to college.
That's the point.
I mean, I hope Owen does. I'll be there. I'll be that parent.
Well, I now never want to watch an extremely goofy movie.
You already said the other day you weren't going to watch it anyways.
I did say that, and I stand by it.
I'm going to watch it today.
Yeah, right? We'll have a watch party after.
Right? Love that.
Well, gang, that is going to do it for today's episode. We ask when booking your next Disney Cruise Line vacation, to get out there and knock off the characters or whatever Craig said he was going to do, please consider Dreams Unlimited Travel.
That's right.
Remember, you can get a free or no obligation quote. Just visit dreamsunlimitedtravel.com. And again, thank you to our Patreon supporter.
Why at the end?
It's contagious.
Why at the end? We love our Patreon supporters.
We just really appreciate everything that you do.
But really, though.
Lord, help me. When choosing your next content creator to support on Patreon, consider the Diz Unlimited.
You can get stellar. You can get you like right now. We're gonna probably take a beat, and then we're gonna do our post show.
Shows are fun, guys.
It's a vibe, and it is uncensored, and it's a lot of fun. And Heshua,
and
what
know.
Was the name?
We're not gonna. Okay.
Anyway, so if you want to learn more about that and the other kind of content that we provide over there, head over to patreon.com/DizUnlimited. Remember. Like we said earlier, if you are watching this on YouTube, please like, go ahead and give this a thumbs up, subscribe to the channel, click that bell. You'll get notified whenever we publish videos and go live or things like that. And then if you are listening to this, wherever you listen to your podcast, please, whenever you have the time, if you're able to, please rate and review it. And I think that's going to do it. Craig has written, you don't have to go home, but you can't stay here, which isn't true, because if you're a Patreon supporter, you can stay with us for a little bit. But I'm just going to say to all of you, it is lunchtime, so yummy, yummy.
Brownies.